The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Well, despite sponsors pulling out of the upcoming wireless festival in the UK this summer, one of the organisers has reaffirmed his decision to back and book Kanye West, despite facing calls from the public to drop the controversial rapper. To give us the very latest on this, I'm joined by entertainment journalist based in the UK, Caroline Frost. And in a moment, I'll speak to Jonathan R. Cush, who's the former president of the Board of Deputies of British Jews. But Caroline, to get the latest on this, there has been a statement this morning from Kanye, hasn't there?
Yes, this story is moving very quickly. So we've had a statement from Kanye West, who now answers to Ye, and he has said he realizes that he is a work in progress, that it's not enough to heal. He's obviously apologetic. Now, whether that's based on wanting to sell albums or genuine remorse, I guess only he can answer. But he has said that he's open to sitting down with the Jewish community in the UK ahead of his Build appearance at Wireless. And I think just an hour ago, they responded to that. The biggest communal organisation in the UK, which is the Board of Deputies of British Jews, has said that they would be too also willing to meet Kanye West, however, on the condition he pulls out of the festival, making the point that there will be hopefully some genuine remorse and change, but they don't think that the appropriate place to test this sincerity is on the main stage at the Wireless Festival. So they're willing to meet him as part of his, quotes, what they call his journey of healing, but only after he agrees not to play the Wireless Festival. So it's clear, I think it's a dignified response. They're saying they are willing and open-minded to meet him and hear what he has to say, but they don't think that that should happen as a result of him taking to the stage.
Well, we have Jonathan from that organisation. We'll speak to Jonathan in just a moment. But politically, the British Prime Minister, Keir Starmer, he doesn't want him coming to the UK either or playing at this festival.
No, that's correct. I mean, Wes Streeting was out yesterday and he said that he was disappointed that the organisers had booked Kanye to a headline, not just for one night, but three nights. And Keir Starmer has also said he finds the decision deeply disappointing. So they've yet to move to actually install some sort of ban, but they have voiced their disappointment and distress at this decision to book West to appear.
Okay. Now, I know that he took out that full page newspaper ad apologising for what he said in the past, but what he said in the past, I mean, asking people to support Nazism, the Super Bowl advert directing people to a swastika t-shirt, he is now saying that what, Caroline, he was going through a psychotic break at the time.
He's now putting this down to his bipolar condition, which he said was triggered by a car accident 20 years ago. And he's asking people to understand that his actions have come as a result of that. However, there have been more recent tracks on just albums referring to gas chambers. And really, he's almost using, I feel personally, I'm not speaking for anybody else, that he's using Nazism as a sort of art cultural device. It's a conceit. We know that artists have played with Nazism in the past. However, it is such a particularly sensitive time for the world, for every political leader. We've seen protests and disruptions on all sides in the last couple of years, and Kanye just appears to have entered the middle of this without due consideration.
Okay, Caroline, thank you very much for that update. Let's go to Jonathan R. Cush now, former president of the Board of Deputies of British Jews. And Jonathan, thank you for being with us this morning. I think people will be surprised that the Board of Deputies of British Jews is prepared to meet this man, given what he has said in the very recent past.
Well, look, we are a grounded, moderate, forgiving community. If someone wants to come to us and explain things that they've said in the past and say that they're on a journey, then of course we are willing to sit down and meet them. We are totally sympathetic to anyone with mental health difficulties. All of us are close to people in our family and friends circle with mental health difficulties. And I think the Board of Deputies, of which I was the president, is entirely correct to say today, we'll meet him, but it must be in the context of him not playing at this festival, because we're concerned that he's going to use the festival, as he has done so many times before, as a platform.
Yeah, and I mean, maybe his contrition is based around the fact that he wants to sell more tickets to that festival. Is that a concern that you have?
I'm sorry, could you? I lost you after the word contrition.
Are you concerned that his apology, reiterated today as it is in a statement, that a lot of this is based around the fact that he wants to re-establish his music career? He's banned from travelling to Australia. The British government don't want him there where you are. Is this, do you suspect, about him resurrecting his career?
I am concerned that he might be apologising so that he can enter the country and play this festival and, as you say, resurrect his career. And I think that your entertainment correspondent, Caroline Frost, you just spoke to, was bang on when she cited his multiple instances of really serious hatred of Jews and support for Hitler and Nazism. And, you know, we've been here before. He said sorry before, and then shortly afterwards, he's gone and repeated those vile and unacceptable statements. So we're not yet persuaded.
Mm-hmm. Are you surprised that Melvin Benn, a very experienced festival organizer, went ahead with this booking?
I'm both surprised and disappointed. And as Melvin Benn said on BBC Radio this morning, he should have, but failed, to reach out first to the UK's Jewish community to assess what their views were.
I mean, Melvin Benn makes the point that Kanye West's music is played on commercial radio stations. It is available to stream, as he said, without comment or vitriol from anyone. That is happening. Do you think it should be?
That's up to the people who play his music and risk propagating the hateful messages that came from him.
But your colleagues on the Board of Deputies of British Jews, and as you mentioned, you're the former president of that organisation, are ready and willing to sit down with Kanye West.
Of course, we're willing to test the sincerity of his pledges not to repeat his pro-Nazi, anti-Semitic statements, and to do the best we can to test their sincerity.
Jonathan, thank you.
And the test of that will be that if he accepts that he should sit down with the Jewish community as he's offered, but independently of his appearing in this festival, we will see that as a strong sign that it's not just about wanting to appear at the festival, but that there is some genuineness in him wanting to accept that what he did was wrong and try and make some amends for it. Right. And of course, we're always open to hear that.
All right. That is Jonathan R. Cush, former president of the Board of Deputies of British Jews, prepared to meet Kanye West, but not if he is performing at that wireless festival, as is the plan at the moment. He's supposed to be headlining on the 3 days of the festival. It's an extraordinary story across the way.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.